Hey, before we get started, this is the last chance I'll have to do this year. So, it's gonna be May. Hey!
As you do every April 30th.
That's right,
Sam.
Somebody's got to do it.
Nice.
Tomorrow
Sam.
Will
Thank
be
you.
May, yes.
Thank you for reminding us. And then we have May the 4th be with you
Star
on
Wars
Saturday.
Star Wars Day is Saturday, and Cinco de Mayo is Friday, Sunday.
Ah, so fantastic. Oh,
that's right. They all bunch up right together,
that's
don't
right.
they?
That's mm-hmm. right. And then they kick off of summer before you know it. Okay, so we mentioned this yesterday in Three Things to Know Today. Southwest Airline considering airlines.
Yeah, the version with the S, yes.
Southwest
until the paint wears
Airlines
off.
Airlines considering changing their quirky little, boarding and seating procedure.
Quirky,
and
I like it.
If you've never flown Southwest Airlines, they don't have reserved seats on it. So what they do is you're issued basically a letter and a number, and that's the line you stand in the order. And then when you get on the plane, you pick whatever
seat
you want.
You get to choose where you sit. So
A,
I
B, and
go,
C group.
You know what I do? If we buy tickets and we're in group A mm-hmm. on Southwest, I go straight to a window seat, but up close to the front of the plane so that when it's time to get off the plane, first one off.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it.
I find the exit row so I can stretch out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Plus, you love it when they come up and say, are you prepared to accept this responsibility?
I don't know, ma'am. What does that entail?
So the thing is, it's probably going to happen. Why? Because they're looking for significant revenue. And apparently, more and more passengers do not enjoy the lack of assigned seating. We are in the minority. Sam, yeah.
Well,
loving it.
It probably slows the schedule down a little bit, too, because by the time you get to the third boarding group and everybody either sits on the aisle or the window, yeah. it gets really
tricky. The third
tricky
boarding group, you always end up in the middle seat, period.
Yeah, right.
The
but
reason we
you're
like
on the
it,
plane. The point is you're on the plane.
The reason we like it is we're always A, five. We're always in the top 10.
Well, that's because it's early bird. You can pay $12 or whatever it is and be a quote-unquote early bird.
So I can understand hating it if you're one of the last people on.
They're going to make the decision, Southwest, this decision about assigned seats possibly becoming a thing and the, quirky pick-your-own-place going away by September. So you have a little time if you're traveling this summer. They say they're never going to impose baggage charges, so check that.
Bags fly free.
They'll never also put up little curtains. They don't like the separation.
Of the,
and I like that, too. So just a little update for you if you like to fly, where you want to sit.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 6:50. And coming up next, I think we finally found the one thing that Google face recognition does not do a good job on.
Wow.
Ladies and gents, if you feel like you'd like a little more time with John Bon Jovi, which we all do, our After the Show podcast yesterday, we dug into that Hulu documentary just for you. Get the podcast and the After the Show podcast every day anywhere you listen to podcasts. Just download and subscribe for free. Search Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
I don't remember what it came up, I guess, sometime yesterday about the Google Ring your
doorbells,
Google doorbells, whatever, all those things.
Right. Well, Sam saw a cat at his the other morning. She was like, who's at my door?
There's a cat every day that goes across the driveway.
Sam's got a Ring. We have a Google Nest, doorbell. And so it does face recognition. I don't remember. Does Ring do that? Ring did.
It may, but I don't know. I don't have enough visitors.
It's so funny when it misses the mark.
When you have a no soliciting sign, you don't need facial recognition.
Well, the reason that it ties... Yeah, right. When it ties into your photos, though, and I know you do your photos thing on Amazon, Google's the same way. It all ties together. So, you can name your photos, and then if some of that person shows up at the door, or if you want to search for that person in photos or whatever, you type in the name, right?
Yeah.
But it's not perfect. And so as Jody said, the other day, our oldest daughter, Taylor, had announced that Taylor was at home.
Taylor's
like,
at the front door.
Wow, this is great. This is a surprise. It wasn't. It was a postal carrier.
Who looked a little bit like her.
A little.
Shape, face, and, hair length.
It's close, but here's what it absolutely can't do. I was going into the Google Photos, and it was suggesting that I name the unnamed people of the faces it recognized, which, of course, I'm easily led by technology. So sure, let me just go ahead and start doing that now.
2 hours later.
Right. But I got hung up and stuck, it actually landed on Phoebe's, our youngest daughter's friends who are twins, Katie and Ella.
And Ella.
And so it actually can't tell the difference between Katie and Ella. Well, because what happened is like, either. Oh, I said, well, this is easy. You know, this is Ella and this is Katie. Well, as soon as I typed in Katie, it changed all the Ella pictures to Katie.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, well, now let's go back. So they can't be. So let me go
it
back again.
Work in twin
it
world.
Wants to group. So I, you know, I typed Ella's name again. And sure enough, it changed all of them back. And I'm like, so I just kind of gave up on it.
So there's no resolution? There's only Katie or only Ella now?
Actually, I removed every single name from every single face to make it easy.
Of course. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
You know, I mentioned that Nicole Kidman was on the red carpet this weekend, and she was wearing a gold dress. And it was for probably the biggest achievement or one of the biggest nights of her life. It's the 49th annual American Film Institute Life Achievement Award, and she is the sole recipient of it this year.
I've worked all over the world, but I'm an Aussie girl, and I'm standing here in Hollywood going, oh my God, it actually happened.
First of all, I have so much to say. You know, the reason that I watch the Academy Awards is for the dresses, period. For the dresses and just that.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked like an Academy Award statue in that gold dress. And she looks impeccable.
I'm going to have to go
so
back
fantastic.
And see.
Well, here's what's up. This is the reason I bring it up. Couple of things. Mm-hmm. She was on the red carpet. A lot of people there were to support her that, you know, that should be there. Her husband, Keith Urban. She was posing on the red carpet with them and her daughters. They've never posed with her before. Yeah. Sunday and Faith. Those two daughters were there on the red carpet with them. Mm. One of them definitely looks like Keith.
No.
I've never seen him before. Anyway, I started digging in because I want to see all of this, right? So it will be, it's called A Tribute to Nicole Kidman from the AFI. It will premiere. We can all watch it.
In an AMC theater?
No, on TNT in June. So I'll remind you, and on Turner Classic Movies, also in June. We'll remind you in the summer.
Coming up next,
Sam has music news.
I got the one thing that Jon Bon Jovi does not agree with Jody about.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Got another Jon Bon Jovi story. Probably not going to make you happy, Jody.
I'm a cowboy.
Why?
He's been doing a lot of interviews around the documentary, the four-part docuseries that came out last Friday on Hulu.
Uh-huh.
AKA how Jody spent the entire weekend.
Yes, and we'll spend the rest of this
week again.
One of the interviews he did, somebody said, hey, what about that thing that ABBA's doing and KISS is going to do with the avatars or the holograms?
I don't want him to do that.
And he says, you know, I don't think I'm opposed to anything like that yet,
but
I don't know if the technology's up to par yet. He says, I don't think it's a sin. I don't find that to be a turnoff at all when the time comes.
You know, I guess because every artist at that level, they want to live on forever.
Yeah.
The music is what lives on
and
forever.
And they're one of those bands that, you know, everybody sings their songs at karaoke. You'd sing it with a hologram, wouldn't you?
I see that in the future becoming its own thing. You know, all these retro concerts of people who are no longer around or whatever. I can see it.
I mean, a retro concert with nothing but holograms up there better be a lower price ticket. Because I would rather see live music or just listen to.
I know.
Anyway, thank you for that. Okay.
And plus, they don't say what kind of hair he's going to have.
Aw.
Okay, this is really cool. 1993, Toby Keith's breakout song was this song.
I should have been a cowboy.
It's a great song.
It is so great that somebody has covered it now and released it as a single. Jelly Roll has now released a cover version of it. In fact, he performed it at Stagecoach over the weekend.
I should have been a cowboy.
So good.
I should have learned a rope and ride.
He's teamed up with Amazon Music Originals, so that's the only place you're going to find this right now is online, not on any album. And all the proceeds from it, from the sale of the downloads, will go to his children's cancer charity, Toby Keith's Children's Cancer
Charity.
Okay, wonderful.
Now, there is second part of this. There's another artist on this song. Let's see if you can figure out who it is.
I might have had a sidekick with a funny name running wild through the hills, chasing Jess and James.
Anybody?
Ending up on the brink of danger.
That would be Mr.
I want to guess it, but whatever.
T-Pain.
Oh, I would have never caught that.
Yeah, that's because you don't hear the the echo on it.
But T-Pain,
auto-tune.
Auto-tune, yeah.
He can really sing.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, three things to know today.
three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marnie, Nature's Blend.
Number one, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration revealed a new regulation yesterday, which means things, you know, things will be changing in the next 5 years on all new passenger vehicles. Mm-hmm. Automatic emergency braking. They're trying to cut down on it's already in a lot of cars, but every new car.
What does that mean?
It means that when you hit the brakes suddenly, so that you try not to hit the car in front of you, you won't be doing it alone. The car will help you. Automatic braking. They're going to try to cut down on all these near fatal rear end collisions and pedestrian accidents. Hmm. Number two, Nike stepped up and said they're going to fix the Major League Baseball uniforms. You know about all this criticism over the tiny lettering on the tops and the bottoms not matching, and you can see players' sweat marks. And they're going to return to larger lettering. They're going to bring back the old pants and include higher quality zippers. Apparently that was a problem with some of the
players.
Why
did they go with lower quality?
Who knows?
Yeah.
And number three, if you have the option during your day to take the stairs or the elevator, take the stairs. It will help you live longer. They've pored over decades of research, and here's why. Climbing the stairs, you don't have to do it for hours and stories. It combines cardio and resistance exercises. So taking the stairs, really good for your heart.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Love hearing from you the most. So join us, 877-310-4MSJ, or you can email us.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
We have an email from Hilda from murphysamandjody.com regarding your comments on full moon affecting people. A theory that I have suspected since I was in the medical field goes like this. Both our planet, Earth, and people are two-thirds made up of water.
Yeah.
The moon affects the ocean waves' movement. So what makes us think it does not affect us as well? I am in the medical field, and it's amazing how people make the strange decisions and wind up in the ER because of full moons. It does affect them. That's the number one group of people I think teachers also say that full moon is a real.
We had Corinza call us and say that same thing. That's the second time I've heard that this week.
Right. And then he'll.
It makes sense being 80% water.
So those working in the medical field and those working in, you know, education with kids all day long say they see the effects of the full moon. It's funny. We just need to pay attention to it. The next one is May 23rd. Let's pay attention to how.
Yep.
What goes wild around here? Lynn says, this is also from it's an email. I heard that you would be discussing the full moon and effects of it on human behavior. There was a full moon the night that I was giving birth to my daughter in a military hospital in San Diego. There were 12 other women also giving birth that night. The staff said that when there was a full moon, the number of babies born always went up. So there were 13 of us that night, and the hospital did not have enough beds available on the ward. We had to stay the night in recovery and wait for beds to become available the next morning.
Wow.
Oh, bunch of pregnant ladies having to wait. That kills me. All right, here's a Facebook comment for you, Sam. This is from Carlene regarding, she's titled it, The Sam Camper. Sam, I'm on the fast track to retirement at the end of this year, and we are putting our 4-bedroom house on the market and then plan on living in our 26-foot travel trailer.
Wow.
It's been so freeing to purge and figure out what the important things are that we want to keep and store.
That's true.
The list is shorter than expected. We want to see our country, be adventurous, and make memories that we can share with our kids. Don't wait until it's too late. Live your life while you still have the time and your health.
Okay, well, then in case I'm out of here today.
keep it coming. We love hearing from you the most.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 7:50.
Coming up next, though, Sam, I hate to tell you that Murphy might be taking your first spot as best girlfriend. Sam, you know you're one of my best girlfriends, and you've always been so girly with me about, you know, manicures and makeup and all the girly books that we like to read together. However, I want you to
know. How many more times would you like Jody say girly for you?
You have been kind of like a girlfriend.
You can downplay this a little bit.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You yes,
are very
I do
much
like
a
rom-coms.
Man, but yes. But you have to know that Murphy, your bromance over here, he did me a girly favor that I was not, I never saw this coming.
Oh,
it
really?
Was so the
you
other
rub
day,
your feet?
Oh, no. The other day when we were about to go to lunch, And we were at home, and I said, I've just got to put my makeup on, and I'll be ready to go. And my makeup wasn't at home. It was here at work.
Oh.
Because I take a makeup bag back and forth everywhere I go in my life. And so we had to come by the, you know, station and get my stuff, and we were delayed eating. And he finally just says, why don't you just make a second bag, makeup bag, and leave it at work? Leave one at work, and then leave one at home. And it's like, I don't know why. I've not done that.
That was you never thought of that?
No, I felt so dumb that you had to tell me that.
But, you know, and I'm surprised I actually came up with it. the thing, I get the makeup thing. It's sort of like you carry it with you. It goes where you go. It's one thing. So you don't think about you're separating it out necessarily. No, you don't think about it being a duplicated situation.
So I've made my list of all the things to make my second bag. I only have 8 things.
I know where this is going, though. I use every day. Because you're going to have 2 bags, and then you're going to be sitting there, one gone, I left this in the other bag.
No. They're going to match. They're going to be twin bags.
Okay.
Right? They're going to match at all times because I live my life either at home or here. You know it.
Yeah.
But I honestly, thinking about it, Murphy, the reason that I probably have never done that is because my old ways of being more, it's not the most cost effective thing.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Double. Yes. Yeah.
And
that makes sense.
You know, back in the day when I was a teenager and I first started buying makeup, well, hey, that it's expensive and I ration it almost, you know?
Well, it'll take twice as long to use it. So I don't know if it's going to cost you any more
money.
That's fabulous. Yeah. All right. So thanks, girls.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Britney Spears. Everybody's watching her. Finally, the conservatorship stuff has been wrapped up after 2 years of legal battles. So she's officially separated from all of that now.
Mm-hmm.
She's had so much success with that book, The Woman in Me. However, the word is those close to her, or those who are allowed to be close to her anymore because she's changing people in her life all the time, say that they're worried about her. She's spending money like water. I'm thinking she's got money coming in.
Yeah.
Like water as well.
But it doesn't last forever.
No. And the word is her love-hate relationship with social media is also on and hot right now because she deleted her Instagram account this week.
Well, it's very erratic behavior.
It is. I feel like I saw, though, her on a horse a day or two ago, like on a beach doing Britney, poses and things like that. So we'll see. The best thing that could happen to her is that she gets to work on some project.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be an album, but maybe the supposedly she's shopping a biopic, you know, from the book. That would be a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Something to look forward to. All right, I have Jason Kelce news. The public fell in love with him this past year or two. And of course, he retired from the NFL.
Yeah.
He has signed on, though, with ESPN for Monday Night Countdown, the pregame show.
Oh, to Monday Night Football.
Yeah, everybody wanted him. Like, all the networks wanted him, and they won out. So look for him on Monday Night Football on the pregame. We love Jason.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At what point in your life are you most likely to have an identity crisis, and would you get a coach? At what point in your life are you most likely to have an identity crisis? I think that that's different per person, right?
Maybe more than once.
Right. Good answer.
Thank you. What I get.
I bring it up because of this new trend. And it's sad, but hey, nothing wrong with asking for help when you need a little bit of help, especially if you don't really know who you are because of what's going on in your life. They're called empty nest coaches. Empty nest coaching is happening.
I can see the need for that totally. So Jody and I were new to empty nesting because our youngest is in college now.
But and I love it. They're but the girls are near. I see them enough.
Well, but it's interesting that you're bringing this up now because I have had moments where I'm like, wow, it would be nice to talk to somebody about, because there are moments where the house feels really quiet. And that's not a Jody thing. I'm just saying, you know, it is a very big change where you're used to that synergy, the energy and everything that goes with, you know, having kids and the routine, even though it gets tiring when it's gone, man, it's a really big difference.
It is a big difference. I think that I had prepared myself for it. It was not an overnight thing to me. I knew that it was coming and I was preparing myself mentally for it. But they do say, and it makes a lot of sense. Everyone handles it differently and feels it differently. But if you've really embedded yourself into your kids' lives a lot, if you're involved a lot, it's like getting fired from a job after 18, 19 years.
Yeah.
Because it's what you did with your time. in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so and they say that these empty nest coaches or therapists, maybe you can just go to therapy. You don't need to seek out someone for this specifically. They just help you sort of grieve it,
mm-hmm.
and then figure out a new path. Because your life was your life before you had these kids.
Yeah.
And you need to find that again.
Yeah.
Like it helped, they help you see, you know, plan new things for yourself.
Stuff you haven't thought about that you could do now.
Right.
That they may say, well, you realize you can now do this.
Or things that you were doing that you stopped doing that you can do again.
Mm-hmm. I like the conversation just because I guess in our minds you think there's an identity crisis, you know, after high school or during college, but it can happen any time in your life, depending on what is going on.
Yeah.
And so always, you know, reach out for help if you need it. I enjoy the quiet, Murphy. Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty, Nature's Blend.
Number one, Amazon is getting serious about next day and same day shipping.
Ooh.
They say, look, we know that it's what, you know, you pay.
You can't wait 2 days.
Right. You don't. They don't want you to either. The CEO says, look, if we get our way, this is going to be completely commonplace. Next day and same day. That's their goal. They want to set that as their company standard. So, and you know what's funny? I ordered something from somebody else recently, not Amazon, and it wasn't there in like 3 days. And I thought something was wrong. I was emailing the company. Because they had me spoiled. We're also spoiled. Yeah. Number two, Peacock is the streaming service raising the prices ahead of the Olympics. So whether you're logging on to watch The Office or the Olympics, you're going up $2 a month for premium and premium plus. That's for existing customers. And then for new customers, you know, it kicks in on July 18th, right before the
Olympics. What a coincidence.
Yeah, I mean, and they know
well, they
that's
know
when,
everybody's going to be watching, so.
Right. How many people will, like, subscribe and then unsubscribe right after? They know that happens, too.
Oh, yeah, I do that during football
and
season.
And number three, as a little girl who told her mom she heard monsters behind the wall in her room, it's a 100-year-old home. So they used some special cameras and found a hotbed of activity, 50,000 bees behind her walls.
Mm.
And the amazing part, they were able to locate the queen and save the entire hive and relocate it.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Choco Tacos are back, kinda, for a week.
Only for real? One week. A Choco Taco
this
that you can get at a convenience store?
No, this is going on at Cold Stone Creamery.
Ooh.
As you know, if you're not up on Choco Tacos, they were taken away a year ago. Never to be made again.
Well, what, did the company go out of business?
No.
They weren't selling, which is unbelievable to me.
Still the ones that make the square Eskimo pies or whatever, right?
But Choco Tacos. Klondike?
Klondike, yeah.
Oh, really?
I think it was Klondike. But anyway, the company that was making them got rid of them. Everybody's not happy.
Mm-hmm.
At least we got Mexican pizza back. Anyway.
One thing at a time.
Cold Stone Creamery starting today and running through Cinco de Mayo, which is Sunday, only 5 days. They are making a waffle ice cream taco.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It's basically a Choco Taco kicked up.
You know, in a waffle cone.
It's really a Mako taco.
Yeah. And it's got whatever ice cream you want, the chocolate on the outside, peanuts, and all that stuff. But it's today.
Beautiful
Cinco
idea.
De Mayo.
Delicious.
Yeah.
So enjoy it. Jif's got a new flavor, and this one makes me go, why? Why not 30 years ago? This is what
flavor?
I do in the grocery store. Yeah. Peanut butter and chocolate.
So there's chocolate in the peanut butter, or there's a swirl? I just want to know. Is
actually,
there a swirl?
I'm glad you asked that question. It's not like the Goober peanut butter that had the
and
swirl
jelly.
No, this is all mixed together. It's really a dark brown.
It's like Nutella.
Yeah.
Met with Jif and said, let's get together.
But there's not a peanut butter swirl or a chocolate swirl. They're all just mixed together.
Okay. We have got to eat that.
And you can get those Jif to goes too with that. You know, the little thing with the cup and all that.
That is going to change the game at our house, Murph.
If you're looking for a Mother's Day gift idea, Jimmy John's has you covered. It's called Brunch in a Cup. They partnered with Zing Zang. Hello. And what you get is Jimmy John's Pickle Bloody Mary mix.
Okay.
Made by Zing Zang.
Jimmy John's pickle? Oh,
and you
the
get a glass.
Pickle.
And so you can make your own Pickle Bloody Mary at home. It's $34, but with it, you get a gift card for a free sandwich and pickle as well.
Okay. That's very different and specific for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You may want to throw in something else too, but.
And finally, if you love the taste of freeze-dried coffee, Nescafe has a couple new flavors for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Nescafe Ice Roast.
Nice.
Ooh. And Nescafe Gold Espresso Blonde.
Oh, nice.
Worth trying. Every now and then, it's really weird. I want the
Murphy
taste
wants
of instant
that older
coffee. I like that. Mm. I don't know.
I like to make a smoothie with it. Like, you can mm-hmm. make your own coffee cold drinks with it. Huh. Delish.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood outsider.
You know, Jody, earlier you mentioned that Southwest Airlines is considering changing up their seating plan, going to reserve seats as opposed to the free-for-all that we have now.
I enjoy the free-for-all.
But it's like really the only airline, to my knowledge, that still does that that way. Southwest has always been one of those really cool, different airlines, the sense of humor
the
thing
renegade.
And all that. Right, exactly.
Yeah. And two of the things you said they won't do is charge for bags.
They said they're
period,
never going to do that.
And they're not going to put curtains up. And that made me think, why are we still...
curtains.
And maybe it's just me, but why do they even still have curtains? I understand it's to keep us from seeing first class or vice versa, but it's not like we don't know what goes on up there.
It's not
like, let's pull the curtains and then let's get busy up here because there's going to be music and there's dancing.
Well, for one thing,
he's going to answer this.
Yeah, don't you find that it really cuts down on the noise?
Yes, true. Yeah.
I don't like the curtains either because we know they're first class. We know they're getting champagne.
Yeah.
And or whatever they want, extra snacks.
I've flown first class once or twice. I know
it's
what
fabulous.
It entails. It's great. And I didn't get it this time, so that's life.
Right.
Well, you know, all I can figure is maybe it's the privacy part for part of the premium, right? Exactly what you're paying for it. Yeah, first class tickets are a lot more expensive than even the other in-between ticket levels now, you know?
Yeah. The only time it ever, and I don't care. If you pay for the first class thing, you should be able to have all the amenities that go with it. I don't care. I usually only care that I'm on the airplane because I have somewhere to be, truly. But the only time it really bothered me was the flight I was on recently. You guys weren't even with me. I don't remember where we were. You know, we travel some. And it was they didn't have any snacks for us. They didn't have anything for us. No pretzels, no peanuts. We were out of snacks.
You mean
back in the in the regular comfort, regular people seats. But up above, I don't remember what airline, they didn't have the curtains closed, but they were getting snacks handed to them in baskets. And they got to pick. And I was like, I'm hungry.
Yeah, actually, I think they were getting warm paninis.
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's too bumpy for us to serve you. However, in first class.
But you get what you pay for. If you pay for that premium
ticket,
you should
totally get all that, right?
Including the curtain.
Well, who cares about the curtain? Mad props to Murphy once for a trip I had to take. And he bumped me up to first class. I didn't know it until I got to the airport.
Oh, nice.
So nice.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Want you to remember back in 2019, we had from Jon Favreau and Disney a Mufasa the Lion King live action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe it got lost, you know, a little bit in 2020. Maybe it wasn't as highly, whatever, acclaimed or whatever. But when Disney does the live action stuff, it is crazy. And this is one with all the animals, of course. So we're getting a new one later this year. Mufasa the Lion King 2.
Dad. How did you become king? What did it take?
Wait for it.
Oh, Simba. His story is full of challenges.
That's the
victories.
Biggest job was to get somebody to voice that like James Earl Jones. And that is not James Earl Jones this time. It's Aaron Pierre. So we have some new voices coming in. Kelvin Harrison Jr. is going to be doing his brother Scar instead of Jeremy Irons this time. But some big names. Donald Glover is Simba.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen is he Pumbaa?
He and Billy Eichner, Timon and Pumbaa.
Oh, my gosh. You got to bring the comedy, too, see?
Yeah.
Got to bring the comedy, too. Here's another big name. Blue Ivy Carter will be voicing the daughter of Simba and Nala. And by the way, that'll be not easy for her, but she can certainly relate. This is her first major film, Blue Ivy. Her mother is back this time, Beyonce, voicing Queen Nala.
Social Media Connect.
From our Instagram and Facebook pages, I know, ladies, Bon Jovi, the documentary. I feel you. I'm on my second round of it as well. Dana said, I loved it, but sort of feel like I've seen it all before, or at least most of it. I think he couldn't talk as much about Richie as we thought, and he shouldn't have, maybe because he and Richie need to sit down and privately talk first. I know.
Yeah, okay.
So she's saying it really just wasn't as much of a reveal of anything.
For her, for Dana.
Okay.
It's not. I knew 90% of what I was watching, but I just feel like I got to spend time with them, and I wanted that.
are most people watching this, you think, to find out about Richie? Like the Richie story? Is this going to happen again?
No. I think, I mean, I want to know. That's a high point of what you're hoping to get when you watch the Bon Jovi docuseries. But I think you just want to relive something that means something to you. You want the ins. Why do you watch a documentary?
Yeah.
Because you want more in depth of something that already matters to you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's it. That's why I've watched documentaries on owls, because I love owls and I want more. Anyway, Dana said, I plan on watching the Strahan interview as well, but in the first few minutes, it seems to be what I've already seen as well. Oh, Dana, you're such a mega fan. You know all this stuff.
That's the thing. It's like all of these interviews he did leading up to the documentary, it's like there's always
gave
like
a little bit away.
There's one good line from each of those interviews that's something new.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Most of it is the same.
But it's okay. I mean, I'm a super fan, and I'm happy to get this, like I said, because I never thought we'd get it from John and the boys. Switching subjects, Beer gets sent this to our Facebook page. Hey guys, hearing you talk about the palindrome dates, this has cracked me up lately. It makes me chuckle. The date format month, day, year is only used in a handful of countries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Birgit's from Germany.
Yeah.
So the majority of countries uses day, month, year, you know, the smallest unit to largest. Because it just makes so much more sense.
Oh, that's why they do that?
I always
wondered why it was reversed from
smallest
what we do.
To largest.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. I like that idea, too. However.
Do you like the metric system?
Nope. Anyway, look, we do read and see every single email and comment that comes in. You can also give us a call anytime if you'd like to join the conversation. 877-310-4MSJ.